So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Beshami Eimer Mavirin Mi Ala Shulchan Atzomes VeKlipin UBeSil Eimer Mesalakes HaTavla Kula UMenara. When one wants to clear bones and shells from the table on Shabbos, Beshami allows removing them directly, but BeSil says one may not remove them directly. Rather, he should shake them off the table. Rav Nachman comments that the opinions in the Mishnah should be reversed, with BeSil being more lenient, since we know that BeSil agrees with Rav Shimon's narrower definition of Muktzah, and Beshami agrees with Rav Yehuda's broader definition of Muktzah. Taisus adds, otherwise this machlokes should have been listed in Mesechtas Idyos among the exceptions of Kuli Beshamrei v'Chomer BeSil, where Beshamrei's positions are more lenient and the position of BeSil are more stringent. Generally, Beshamrei are more machmer and BeSil are more smekel. The Mishnah continues, Mavirin me'al ha'shulchan peirurin pachas mikazayis. We may remove from the table crumbs smaller than the size of an olive and pods of peas and lentils, things that people do not eat, v'mneishu ma'chal behema, because they can be fed to animals and therefore are not muktzah. From the Mishnah's use of the word mavirin, we may remove, but not throw out the breadcrumbs, we can derive support for the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan that asur la'avdim biyad, the dignity of the bread demands that we not destroy it directly. The Mishnah concludes by saying that svaig, a damp sponge which has a handle, may be used to wipe the table because nothing will necessarily get squeezed from it. But if it does not have a handle, it may not be used while wet because it is a psik resha, absolutely certain that some liquid will get squeezed from it. If the sponge is dry, benkech nitl b'Shabbos, it may be moved on Shabbos because it's a kli, a utensil. However, ve'ena mekal b'tumah, it is not susceptible to tumah, although it's a kli, Rashi says, de'ena loy kliyetz, v'loy beged, v'loy sak, v'loy matches. It's not a wood or metal utensil, nor a garment, nor a sack, mentioned in the Torah. Garin de tamri, whether date pits may be moved depends on which kinds of dates we're dealing with. The Tamri Armiyasa, the pits of Armenian dates are not muktzah and may be moved because even the fruit was always meant to be used for animal food. The Parsiyasa, the pits of Persian dates are muktzah and may not be moved because the dates are food for people. And once eaten, the pits are considered noilet, a new entity that came into being on Shabbos, and therefore they're muktzah. The Gemara records how several Amorim dealt with discarding date pits on Shabbos. Shmuel metatluhu agav rifta. Shmuel would move them by placing them atop of bread, because he held Oysa Odin called Tzarka Bepas. One may use bread for anything. Rabba, metatluhu agav lakna demaya. Rabba would move them by putting them in a bucket of water. Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua, avinluhu kagrav shalrei. Rav Huna would pile them up until they became repulsive, and then remove them just as any other repulsive thing can be moved out of the house on Shabbos. Rav Ashi did not approve of this and said, b'chiyosin grav shalrei l'katchila? Is it permissible to make something repulsive on Shabbos on purpose? Rav Sheshet zarek luhu belishnei. Rav Sheshet would spit them out with his tongue. Rav Papa zarek luhu acharei mita. Rav Papa threw them behind the bed. B'zchari ben Avkulis would combine the previous two opinions and spit them behind his bed with his tongue. Hanulach noitel. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 21st perek noitel and begin the 22nd perek chavis be'ez Hashem. Zak the Mishnah. Chavis shenishbura matzilin hamen and losin shalosh shudas. If a barrel breaks on Shabbos, Chazal did not permit saving everything. They only permitted saving 3 meals worth of wine for Shabbos. And they may offer others to save some for themselves. When saving the wine, he may not sponge it up, because he might come to squeeze it out of the sponge or cloth on Shabbos in violation of Schita, which is the Telod of Dash. The Braisa adds that cleaning up oil by patting your hands in it and then wiping it off on the side of a bowl or cleaning up spilled fruits directly into a basket is prohibited because of Uvdi Dechel, a weekday activity. The Mishnah continues, Ein seichlin es aperis lohitzim hen mashkin. One may not squeeze juice out of fruits. Vim yatsim me'atzman asrun. If the liquid oozed out of the fruits by itself, it is forbidden on that Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds it is asim in drabonon to use the liquid, as Rashi says, gezerish ha miyischa l'ketchila, because he might come to squeeze the juice out of the fruits. If Yehuda differentiates, Im lo eichlin hayitzim hen mutter. If the fruit is primarily meant to be eaten, the liquid that oozes from them is mutter because we need not be concerned that he will squeeze more juice out of them. If the fruit is used primarily for squeezing juice from them, the liquid is aser. In this case, the gezer indeed applies. There's a machlekes amarim about the scope of this machlekes and how to paskin. Shmuel holds, Reb Yehuda would agree that juice that oozes from olives and grapes would always be aser because olives and grapes are mostly used for their oil and wine. Even though he now happens to use them for eating, he might change his mind to squeeze them. The Rabbanan would agree that juice that oozes from other fruits that are meant to be eaten would always be mutter. They only argue betutim v'remoinim. regarding berries and pomegranates, which are very commonly juiced, but not as commonly as olives and grapes. In support of Shmuel's opinion, Rav Nachum Yitzchok cites a braisa which explicitly states that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan regarding olives and grapes, and the Machlokes is regarding berries and pomegranates. On the following daf, the Gemara points out that this braisa does not discuss what their opinions would be regarding other fruits that are generally eaten. Rav holds, Chalik Rabbi Yehuda af bezeisim anavim. Rabbi Yehuda argues even regarding olives and grapes. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav. However, Rabbi Yochanan says we rule like Rabbi Yehuda regarding other fruits only, but we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to liquids that ooze from olives and grapes. The above-mentioned braisa includes stam, where he has no specific intention, neither for eating nor for juicing. With lamashkin, where his intention is for juicing, in the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that liquid that oozed out by itself would be aser. The Gemara questions this premise from a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirin, which seems to indicate otherwise. Does Sav Rabbi Yehuda stam aser? Does Rabbi Yehuda indeed hold that stam has the same halacha as lamashkin? This discussion continues on the next daf, Be'ez Hashem.